Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
My son suggests there are three periods of life: youth, middle age, and my, you're looking well today. We smile, but the humor only points out a sobering reality. We hate to admit it when old age begins to creep up on our blind side, but then why should we fight it? Why not flow with it and accept it as gracefully as a beautiful part of life itself? The tranquility of retirement years is threatened by five enemies that lurk outside the gates. Let's look at them. Undoubtedly, the number one enemy is that of loneliness, especially for you who have lost a mate, whose children are grown and gone, often many, many miles away. You're the army of neglected moms and dads, but mostly mothers, who make their way to the mailbox day after day looking for a card or a letter, only to find their boxes stuffed with junk mail and advertising. You're the ones who wait by the phone, especially on birthdays and anniversaries, who dust the vast array of photos and who delight in knowing what's happening in the lives of your children and grandchildren, but who are often disappointed. Letters from you, you senior citizens, tell me that the greatest single problem that confronts you is this monster of loneliness. Now, many of you fight back by getting involved in your church or establishing a friendship with others like you who are without family, or you adopt a family and forge a relationship. The worst possible thing you can do is to barricade yourself in your home or your room and worry about what will happen to you in the future. The second greatest enemy is feeling that you're worthless, especially for you men who have been extremely involved prior to retirement. Frankly, I don't believe in retirement. It's an economic concept without spiritual or biblical foundation. When God calls a man to serve Him, that call never ends until He calls him home. True, you may need to readjust your pace, even give up some responsibilities. Scripture says we are to bear the yoke in our youth, but not turn loose of the plow. It's the feeling that you've had it, that you're a fifth wheel that contributes to the loss of vitality and desire to go on living. The average male dies within 3 to 7 years of taking retirement. After a man has played golf, cleaned the garage, polished his car, fished a little, or done whatever he does for recreation, he often sits down and loses the drive that keeps him alert and alive and focused. The tragedy of mental unemployment is that there are so many things that need a level, mature head and hand that go undone because of the fact that retired men seem to feel unneeded. Enemy number three is depression. It takes more than its fair share of victims. Persons over age 50 constitute approximately 25% of the population, yet 39% of the number of deaths by suicide are by those over age 50. Depression and feeling that your life is out of control plays a part in this sad loss. Enemy number four is insufficient funds. And the problem isn't slacked by the economy today and the fact that we're living longer and longer. It isn't uncommon at all for someone who has been reasonably successful to begin to panic, wondering if the retirement fund that seems so adequate will run out before you do. A fifth enemy that has to be faced is failing health. As Wilbur Smith put it, it's no sin to be old, but it's mighty inconvenient. Is there a way to fight back? There is. We'll talk about it. How do you fight back? That's the very important question. Or must you just take it as it comes? You can fight back. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I hope you'll be listening. You may want to record it or download it on the internet, print it out, and share it with your grandfather or your dad. Go to our homepage, guidelines.org.